Merry Christmas, Geronimo. I turn my back on Thea and Trap. Go ahead, laugh all you want, I thought. At least my tail won't freeze off in the snow. Then I patted Benjamin's paw. I just have to do a few things here, I told my nephew. But later, we can play and build 10 snow mice if you like. When they had left, I headed down the hall toward my office. I passed through the art department. Tylerat True Mouse waved a paw at me. Tylerat is my senior designer.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Stilton, he squeaked.
Then he added with a chuckle,
Aren't you hot?
I shook my head no and stumbled right into Tylerat's assistant.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Stilton,
squeaked Merengita Ginger Mouse. I could tell she was trying not to laugh.
Aren't you hot?
She finally managed to gasp. I shook my head no again. Then it was Chisita de la Pampa's turn. Chisita has a head of dark, shiny curls. She is usually a shy mouse, but not this morning.
Mr. Stilton, you must be sweating your fur off in that outfit,
she blurted out.
Aren't you hot?
Then she covered her mouth. I could hear her giggling behind her paw. She raced off before I could answer. Just then, Sweetie Cheese Triangle came barreling up to me. Sweetie is my editor-in-chief. I guess you could say Sweetie is the opposite of Chisita. Sweetie loves to squeak her mind.
Geronimo, why are you dressed like that?
She guffawed.
Aren't you hot? At least unzip your parka.
By now, I was getting annoyed. Why couldn't everyone just mind their own business? I'm fine. I'm absolutely, positively fine, I shrieked. I whirled around and slammed right into Rodney Ratfinkel. Rodney works on our website. He gawked at me from behind his glasses.
Stilton, you must be hotter than a burrito at the Spicy Mouse Smokehouse,
he screeched, laughing. He reached out to pat my parka.